about domestic terrorism and white supremacy and all that sort of nonsense from the left these days. Well, more political violence seems to have unfolded in Michigan. Lake Odessa, Dateline. An elderly Right to Life of Michigan volunteer recovering after being shot. A Right to Life volunteer shot. According to the organization, the 84-year-old Lake Odessa woman was going door-to-door to talk about Proposal 3, which is an abortion until the moment of birth proposal on the ballot in Michigan. She got into a heated conversation as she was leaving. The volunteer told police she was shot in the back and shoulder area by a man who was not part of the conversation. Shot her in the back. She's recovering. She's 84 years old. And that's just the latest. Kaylor Ellingson was run over and murdered last week in North Dakota. And his killer was released on a very low bond. Happened around 2:30 on Sunday morning. The killer, Shannon Brandt, accused of running over the 18-year-old kid with an SUV and released on a $50,000 bond. Not under house arrest, no curfew. Are you kidding me? 41-year-old Shannon Brandt released from jail. Posted a $50,000 bond September the 20th. After police say he fatally ran over Ellington with an SUV during the early morning hours following a street dance in McHenry, North Dakota. He fled the scene, but he called 911, told the operator he hit Ellington because he thought the teenager was part of a Republican extremist group, and adding that he had a political argument. Really? Ellington was left with serious injuries and taken to a local hospital where he died. And then this guy, this killer, who says he's a Republican extremist. Republican extremist, he didn't run over you, pal. You murdered him. You murdered an 18-year-old kid because you didn't like his politics? An 84-year-old right-to-life woman gets shot in the back in Michigan because she's arguing politics? She's 84 years old. You shot the woman in the back because she thinks that babies ought to be born instead of terminated, murdered in the womb? Really? And these fools at the Department of Justice would have you believe that somehow Republicans are domestic terrorists and the dangerous ones? No. The dangerous ones are these ideologues who will run over and murder children, teenagers, or shoot elderly women in the back, murdering teenagers and elderly people. This is who we're dealing with, apparently, in some of these fringe places. This is what is fueled by the people in power. This is where the rhetoric leads. Domestic terrorists, yeah, I've seen two in the last week. At least two in the last. Of course, that doesn't take into account all the problem pregnancy centers that don't provide abortions. It doesn't count for those, of course. They've been attacked numerous times around this country. Talk about terrorist behavior, right? Under the terms of Brandt's bail order, he can't leave North Dakota, can't drink alcohol, and has to be in a sobriety program 24/7. Big deal. Can't have a gun or a destructive device or any other dangerous weapon or go within 300 feet of the Ellingson family. Did you think they're inviting him to the funeral of their teenage son? This is grotesque. He hit him with a Ford Explorer. He's charged with criminal vehicular homicide. Seems to me it would be aggravated criminal homicide. Many are calling the bail low, woefully inadequate for this crime. Woefully inadequate. It's aggravated vehicular manslaughter. I mean, this was not an accident. Ellingson was buried yesterday. Buried at the age of 18 because he was run over because he had a different political opinion than some jackass socialist who ran him over and murdered him at 2:30 in the morning. And he's out on bail, really? Anyhow, I find it completely outrageous. An elderly woman shot in the back and a young man run over and murdered. And they say the biggest danger to America is white supremacy. You know better. You know better. Meanwhile, in New Mexico, a congressional hopeful, a congressional candidate, used a fake name to trash cops and deleting the evidence now. Gabe Vasquez gave a fake name during an anti-police rant to a journalist at a Black Lives Matter protest in the summer of 2020. Now he's trying to scrub all that video from the internet. He got caught. It's him. More hateful behavior towards police. More hateful behavior towards others. It is heartbreaking, actually. Get healthy. Upgrade your vitamins with Healthy Cell Microgel Vitamins. No more struggling to swallow those giant horse pills. Now with Healthy Cell's advanced formula that absorbs at 165% of vitamin pills, and it tastes great. Check out all of our American-made vitamin blends to find out which one is best for you and save 20% by using the promo code Gruber. HealthyCell.com and the promo code Gruber to save 20%. HealthyCell.com. Upgrade your vitamins. I do it. I take them. Ivy takes them. We like them a lot. Absolutely. Take a quick break here. We'll check in on Ian when we get back. It's the Steve Gruber Show.